Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like to see them move Keon around more. See what you got in him. I mean, I'm not saying take all of Shakir's slot reps away, but move him around so he's not just getting stuck on the team's number one cornerback on the opposite side and then throwing him kind of 50-50 balls along the sideline. I'd like to see him involved more, whether it's motion or similar to the first play of the game where we throw it to Palmer off of play action. I'd like to see that be Keon on those routes. Just to see what we got.
Eric Wood yesterday with Shope and the Bulldog. He also made that point yesterday as well on One Bills Live. It's something I can agree with. I've gotten to a point now, Derek, and Zach Jones, Derek Kramer filling in here for One Bills Live today and tomorrow. I've gotten to a point, though, with those 50-50 balls down the sideline, when one inevitably hits again, because it will, there's going to be a limited level of excitement, knowing that, guys, it's not fixing the problem, right? A broken clock is right twice a day.
Right.
I'm not saying it's all Keon's fault or what have you. It's just he's blanketed a lot of time in this coverage. It's not a highly efficient play in an offense that predicates itself on being efficient. You know, let's not take penalties, and that's been its own issue as well. But that's their main go-to play for their second-round pick at wide receiver in his second year. After, by the way, all reports from camp were he was starting to stack great practices and look great. And then also in that fourth quarter against Baltimore, he looked very good. It seems like they've gone away. I know tape showed there was at 1.2 when the Bills were not beating the blitz. Keon is wide open down the field for what was going to be like a 25-yard gain. He's in the middle of the field. It looks great. Just Allen never sees him because of the blitz. But they do need to move Keon around just to get him going. Because I think there is a player in there, but it is not what they want him to be.
Funny thing that you mention it like that. For me, when that next fade hits, like, I'm going to hate it, but it's also going to hit, like...
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be one of those things, like, 10 minutes later, I'll be like, we're still doing that?
But also, I'm going to be like, but it's so cool!
Right.
Like, watching him get up and get the football, like, that would be the part where I'm just like, but he's so cool!
Mm-hmm.
But that place stinks, but he's so cool! Like... That's the part, like, I'm the opposite of you. Like, I'm not really going to have much questions about it. I'm just going to be like, yo, that's really fun watching Keon Coleman go up and get it.
Do good things. 803-0550, the number two call. Let's get connected to our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start off today with Jerry on the line. Jerry, how we doing? Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
How we doing?
Good. I hate the term 50-50 ball because would you ever play a quarterback that only completes 50%?
That's absolutely correct. It's absolutely correct.
I go back. Anthony Richardson's fine.
I go back to like 1960s QB stats. And I'm like, what are we doing here? It's a different league. I get it. But man, oh.
Regardless of the spot of the ball last year in the championship game or 13 seconds or any of it, the thing that really bothers me, and it filters into this year a little bit, that last drive last year in the conference championship game, when you have three and a half minutes left and three timeouts and Cook is not on the field and the reason you use is he's not our third down back, you should be running your normal offense with 3.5 minutes left and three timeouts. That's the ability to run 14 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you thinking it's a third down offense? How smart are they? Is Joe Brady? How smart is Sean McDermott? If you think that you need to, with 3.5 minutes left and three timeouts, not be running your normal offense.
No, yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing, Jerry. I think you're right on that. They're changing too much, right? Like, in the end, all of a sudden, we're going to get too cute. That's been a conversation that's been going around where all of a sudden—
It's kind of been a thing lately.
Right, where all of a sudden now we're going to take, I think, and arguably, their best skill position player off the field because it's third down, right? And we want him in pass blocking. I think most people now have gotten to that point with James Cook especially is he's their best player and he's constantly doing great things. Why would you not give him the ball more? You're paying him 4 years, $48 million. Why is he not being used more? My frustration with Cook's usage has been the lack of just even involving him at all in the passing game the last 2 weeks. He has one target through 2 weeks.
And I would be concerned about Cook in that in particular if not for the fact that Ty Johnson's also not getting targeted.
No, it's been the James Cook show. Ray Davis has, what, two plays on Sunday, one of which is a touchdown, don't get me wrong, but he's been a non-factor. My thing is—
I'm more or less looking at the entire season.
But if it's James Cook's backfield, let it be James Cook's backfield. Don't play around with this where all of a sudden at this point now, when Ty Johnson's in the game, they kind of know he's not going to carry the ball.
But also, Johnson has been thrown to seven times. He has two catches this year. Is there that much of a drop-off between Cook and Johnson based on the productivity that Ty Johnson's giving you this year in the passing game? I'm going to say probably not. So, yeah, have Cook in for the big moments. Why? Because you can at least threaten with James Cook, the breakaway speed, and the big playmaking ability. You can do it. And honestly, I think James Cook has kind of solved the dropsies issue a little bit.
Well, I mean, at least up to this year, like he's been fine.
This year's been good, as a matter of fact.
No issues. The first game of the year, he doesn't really do anything rushing the ball. It's receiving. He has 5 for 58.
It's a 51-yard play that helps get them back in that game against Baltimore. He totes the rock 51 yards, most of it yards after catch. He has that ability, and Johnson's not producing.
Nope, and you're not getting anything out of Ray Davis either.
So,
even my thing, though, on that, you know, Ray Davis going in on third downs, his rushing attempts, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1. When he's in the game, a defense is a pretty good idea. They're not running the ball here.
They're probably not running it here, yeah.
And that's its own issue, where you don't have guys now getting open on the offense. And now on third downs, when, let's say, third and five, third and six, a high leverage situation where it's not third and short, but certainly not third and long, all really needs to complete a pass here. The defense, where your whole advantage on offense is they have no idea what we're doing. They have to react to what we're doing. But they see number four is not out there and they go, they're probably not running it. They're probably not running it. And third and four, a situation where maybe with Cook, you do, because you're going to set up a fourth and one. If it doesn't work, they're probably not running it because Ty Johnson's in the game. You're giving them a bonus all because you are somewhat worried Cook is not the greatest pass blocker in the world. I don't know. In my head, he can't be that bad that you're giving away some of your hand to the defense.
It's like rookie Lamar Jackson when they would just throw him in for like wildcat scenarios. And it's like, oh, they're running the football.
Yeah, obviously, right, but before he gets the starting job over Flacco, they would bring in that package, but the package never involved him, like, actually keeping the ball and throwing it.
Yeah, it never involved him throwing the football, so it's like, okay, cool, sure, whatever. You're telling the defense what you're doing, and, like, it's one of these things where, like, yeah, Cook's off the field on that last drive. Why?
What was it? He didn't have another touch for, like, the last 11 minutes of the game, I think. What was that?
Stat?
Yeah.
And it's like, don't overthink it sometimes. And that comes back to the too cute thing, which then comes back to scheme. Joe Brady's been fine. He's far better than his predecessor.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But, yeah, there are cracks in the armor right now.
I like that you brought up Bobby Slowik. He's a fun name to bring up. I mean, the guy's fired. Better words there. But he is sort of that example of, one year he is thought of as, it's him and Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Kind of neck and neck, who's your preferred flavor kind of deal. And then last year, Johnson takes off. He's still as awesome as he is. Detroit's still
continues
awesome.
Continues on.
Where, and I think it's fun to bring this up because Mina Kimes of ESPN mentioned, I think on Monday or over the weekend, that this was the first time she was finding out that Bills fans had somewhat turned on Brady on social media, which, of course, is sort of an echo chamber. It doesn't mean everything. And I'm not saying everyone or even we have turned on Brady.
Because she tweeted out, Titans coach Joe Brady. Bills fans, look away.
And every Bills fan was like, good, thanks. Thanks for service, leave. And yeah, most Bills fans have accepted Brady's probably gone this year, whether through happy circumstances or not. But Slowik is sort of that cautionary tale of one year you're at the top. And Sal brings this up a lot, where you kind of take the jobs when they become available. You don't know if you're going to get another shot at this.
Right.
You know, Houston, a lot of their problems maybe just is offensive line. And Slowik couldn't figure out how to work around that, which is very difficult to do.
And that's probably the correct take on it.
Mm-hmm. But he was at the top of the mountain and stumbles down. Until he's what now? Like, I think the passing game coordinator in Miami, and it's his current role right now. I'm not saying it's going to happen to Brady, but yeah, now there's two instances in back-to-back years where with Josh Allen, your passing attack really kind of just faded away, and it takes an Amari Cooper trade. We'll see if it fixes itself this year. I have a feeling it will because this is what happened last year.
Yep.
It's again for me. A lot of this is looking ahead to January, looking ahead to the end of the year when they're playing their best football. I imagine they'll figure it out. I imagine they will beat Carolina off the bye because they're very good off the bye. And they're very good in December. My thing is January. It is going up against teams like the Chiefs and, you know, now the Colts and Denver. And going up against those very good defenses, do you have enough to go up
against teams that have complete rosters.
Yep. 803-0550. Again, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on what the Bills need to do to right the ship. Get this whole thing figured out while they're on the bye week as they take on Carolina later this month, October 26th, down in Charlotte. We go now to Tom on the line. Tom, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I
was just listening, and I loved your terminology using cracks in the armor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to back up a little bit. So if you're a realist, right, so we've been Bills fans forever. This team was very good last year. They lost at the end, you know, and then the GM says, hey, we got some cracks in the armor. That's what I'm just going to say.
Mm-hmm.
We need to spend a lot of money on we got to spend a lot of our draft picks on defense because we don't get to the quarterback enough. And oh, by the way, we wanted with this everybody eats thing. We think it works because we're scoring 30 points a game. And we'll sign Elijah Moore and, you know, Josh Palmer because we lose Cooper. And hopefully things remain the same, right? And then we start out this year, and oh boy, for the first four games, we are Super Bowl favorites, Tony Romo and Chris Collinsworth, and everybody's like, these are the best team in the league. And then we lose to the Patriots. And so now it's like, okay, blip, blip, blip. But I don't think people were talking too much about cracks in the armor until now, when people are like, oh boy, the Falcons, we have a problem. We have a problem now, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same problem, whether it's next week or in January, right? So I'm also a January thinker, and you know, I always come back that we can't have, you know, 10% of our salary cap on injury list or whatever. But my point is, we still, in my opinion, have the same problem. So I really agree with your approach. So we need to try to find what we have, right? And so, in my opinion, on the defense, you know, when you get, I really believe, if you get a pass rush on, I almost don't care how good your secondary is. That's how good much of a pass rush happens. So hopefully this idea of people getting healthy, you know, gives a pass rush and it fixes the obviously glaring holes of one corner and both safeties. Obviously, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody over in one Bills drive. On the offensive side, I think you can't just – I like the idea of trying Coleman elsewhere, but you can't just do that in a game, right? You got to make sure you practiced it. And why would you practice it when you've been successful up to this point scoring 30 points a game unless you turn over the ball three times? So one thing I'm doing, I can tell you one thing I'm doing besides now saying, okay, I got a problem getting people open. One thing I'm doing is I'm saying, this is going to sound so silly to you, but this Brandon Codrington instead of Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel on who we're going to make inactive on Sunday, that's got to go away, because Brandon Codrington, it was a nice idea. He's done nothing for me. So now you got to say, all right, in my opinion, you got to be playing both Samuel and Moore, right? You got to have every single possible weapon at your disposal to get open, and hopefully somebody's having a good day. But I personally think if this is a long-winded answer, how would you do up the trade deadline? I think the reality is you got to find somehow a deal like you got with Cooper last year, where you didn't have to pay a lot of money, so you could get them under the cap, but you upgraded your receiving core. So that's where I am. I don't know that I go make a trade for safety when, you know, my blitzing linebacker is hurt and my defensive line is in shambles. I'm like, literally, they're getting hurt in pre-games and, you know, getting stepped on. So I got to wait to see what I got there before I make a thing at safety, maybe address it in the draft. So that's, it was a very long-winded way. So I agree with a lot of the things you say, but I'm sort of thinking, if I'm a Bills guy, this probably hit me pretty hard, this Falcons loss. Like, I probably wasn't thinking things were as bad as they really could be. So anyways, that was just my opinion on the whole thing, and thank you for taking my call.
Tom, thanks for calling.
And
I think it's also a right way to look at it. Like, it punched him in the mouth, but they are still 4-2.
It is the right way to look at it, I do think, is, yeah, now we got to see what you're made of. You've been smacked around now 2 weeks straight, heading into the bye week with a terrible taste in your mouth now.
Mm-hmm.
But to that point, the pass rush. I would like to agree, but I don't trust this general manager to get a pass rusher right to save his life.
That's been kind of his big bugaboo. I mean, like, look, Landon Jackson, third round pick, kind of can't get on the field. You know, TJ Sanders, who they trade up for in the second round because of his pass rushing acumen at the defensive tackle position. He was a non-factor before he was put on IR. Deion Walker was absolutely lapping him in terms of the big play pop they were looking for. Not to say TJ Sanders was terrible, but in terms of the big play pop, which is what you're trading up for in the second round, you weren't getting any of it. And I just don't know about trading for a pass rusher. I don't really know, you know, the names that are necessarily going to make it go, especially when you do have Michael Hoyt coming back. And
the ones that you want are not available anyway. And I hate the Cleveland Browns for offering so much money to Myles Garrett that he signed that deal.
But then we'll still say, yeah, it's getting tiring losing. I saw that last week, and I was like, whatever, man.
Yeah, no, like, I don't feel bad for him, but I feel bad for me.
Right.
Because that was the dream. Mm-hmm. Was it not back in March?
Yeah.
Or not in March, in February?
In February. Actually, yeah, like right around the Super Bowls when he...
Right around, when he demanded the trade?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Here we go.
Give me this. I'm eating. And then Cleveland's like, how about we give you $40 million a year instead? And he was like, okay. And I'm like,
why not?
It's the antithesis of what you're doing.
But also, I get it. 803-0550, the number two call. We've also got some hockey talk coming up at 2:30. Travis Yost will join the show. The Sabres winning 8-4 last night for their first win on the season. And we'll be back in action again until Saturday at home against the Florida Panthers. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, filling in for One Bills Live today and tomorrow. And this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.